I come alive in the dead of the night.
Tune in to the Oz Indie Show. Brand new Australian releases, the hottest of the best, here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Don't you know I'm in a band?
The Oz Indie Show, every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
The Oz Indie Show, brand new Australian releases coming at you today for the next 2 hours. And a live artist. We've got Emmy Lentino back on air with us. Not in the studio because you're in New Zealand.
That's right. Thank you so much, Greg, for having me. And hello to everyone at Yarra Valley FM. Great to be on the show today.
Yeah, now you spend a lot of your time in New Zealand and then some time in Australia. With the lockdowns, yeah, we had that bubble happening between the Kiwis and the Aussies. For a while, were you able to utilize that to come over?
You know, I actually planned on going over in July, ironically, so yeah. I have not. But I've had friends and you know, different things that have had a chance to take advantage of that opportunity. And then some other folks that were on their way here, some family, and they obviously that things have changed now.
Yeah,
they're in New South Wales, so. Yeah, you know, adjusting to the new normal like everyone else, right?
Yeah. And even with all those sort of difficulties and technological challenges in our way with the lockdown, you're still being able to release new tracks and produce more material.
Yeah, I have. I've been very thankful, probably like a lot of creative souls during this pandemic. We've been able to create and use the time to sort of kind of shape where we want to go. It's been a good sort of, I guess, worldwide pause. If I were to put it in a positive context, but yes, and actually Oceanside, that we'll be talking about a little bit later, is all sort of has come out of the pandemic because I wasn't able to go into a studio or a space to co-write the song with a friend in LA. So everything was basically online. You know, we used online tools to write the song, record the song. And I think it really showed me how amazing it is that we can create those spaces and those connections with people in a workspace and not actually physically be, you know, with them. And I don't think I'd actually ever seen that really firsthand in my own career with music. So it's quite eye-opening. And full respect for the people that are tech-savvy. I am not one of them. So, yeah.
Yeah, with producing new material, working online, sometimes with people on the other side of the world, do you find that is a slower process or not as quick as you're used to with face-to-face?
You know, that's a great question. I think in this instance with this song, I think it was pretty much the same timing, really, as if we had been in the studio. Obviously, there were certain things that... you know, you had time zones and different things you were working through. But for the most part, I think because we had, both Greg and I, co-wrote the song together, we had two really strong writing sessions. And I think he and I both agreed that, you know, once you have the song that you really believe in, the other elements like recording it and how the song sounds and whatnot kind of come secondary. So we had a really strong song that we both believed in. And I think that kind of helped the process along in terms of production.
So have you found, talking about the slowness with COVID kicking in and your collaboration being a bit more difficult with other artists, the number of pieces of new material, has that slowed down or have you still been able to keep that up?
That's a great question. I personally feel that my the creativity has just continued flowing. And anytime I have an idea or something I feel is really strong and worth pursuing, I've made sure that I, you know, I work on that. And then I've got two musician friends that I work with. We have a band called Emmy & Co. Shout out to Dan Antonovich and Danny McCrum. And when we get together, we work on those songs and then they've got some ideas. So I think in terms of songwriting, I think it's been a really powerful time in terms of having lots of different songs, and you know, some are ones that I think, wow, this would be a great one to do, and then others I think, oh, you know, maybe we need to table that. So it's been cool. There's lots of things to write about too. I feel like there's so many different things going on around the world. Sure, other songwriters would agree with me. You know, I think that we're really facing an interesting time in history, and it's really nice to be able to at least kind of exercise songwriting. I think it's really healing. Sometimes it's hard to make sense of stuff, at least for me. So I kind of try to write a melody to it, and I think, oh, okay, that's what I wanted to say.
Mm. Being over in New Zealand, you would have access to artists over there that we don't have over here. Do you find that you're working a lot more collaborative with Kiwi artists than Australian ones at the moment?
Yeah, I am. I've been... there's a really good and gorgeous, talented friend of mine. Her name is Miranda Easton, and we, about a year and a half ago, we started kind of collaborating together, and I'm hoping that, you know, in the near future, we'll have some stuff that we can do as well. Love harmonizing with her. And then Danny McCrum and Dan Antonovich are both really, really talented songwriters and musicians and producers, and I've been collaborating with them as well. And I recently attended an amazing event that was held at the Roundhead Studios. And that was where artists and songwriters and producers from all over New Zealand had the opportunity to chat with music execs from around the globe that placed music in TV, film, video games. Mm-hmm. And Linda Perry was there virtually, and she's, of course, written amazing songs for Christina Aguilera and Pink. And it was really cool just hearing firsthand, you know, they just said, look, we love New Zealand. We'd love to, you know, see more New Zealand artists get their songs placed in these events. So I met a really cool group of folks there as well. So, yeah, we'll kind of watch this space. But I'm really, really thankful that there's so many lovely people that are right here that are, you know, happy to work with me. And, yeah, so we'll... watch this space. 2022 could be quite cool.
Yes, that's one thing about the years now. We never really know. You might have plans to do certain things within the next 6 months. But 2020, we all locked down. 21, we're still locking down.
Yes.
Plans are being changed. Have you found that there's some things you had on the horizon that you've had to either restructure or put aside, and new things have come into place?
Definitely. I have had quite a few things that were, you know, going to happen in 2020 and even 21 that, you know, trips and little mini tours. And I was going to head over to Australia to do quite a lot of shows and stuff in the UK. And then America, where my parents live in Oregon, I had some things lined up. So I think it's been interesting. I think it's about kind of changing dates or changing the way we do things. Probably everyone out there that's experienced with creativity, just kind of roll with the punches. But I think those are just things that I'm saying now. You know, maybe it's 2022, 2023, and I'm not really worried about the timing of it. I think before I was like, you have to have it done by now, and I'm like, well, you know what? I think this is actually probably just meant to sort of take a little bit more time. And I'm okay with that. And maybe it's giving me more of an opportunity to do a better job than I would have if those things had been fast.
Different people have different personality and characteristics. Have you found that you've been able to restructure the way you do everything in these COVID times, using some creativity and thinking outside the box rather than letting yourself be burdened by all this and sort of give up?
Yeah, I definitely think my nature is to stay positive and focused on what I can do. And so throughout this entire year and a half, I have really, really been working on, you know, on that, having faith in the unknown, but also really working hard to make sure that my mental health and my positive vibes and my energy are going towards the right things.
Yeah.
And I think I certainly have seen, you know, a lot of people, you know, kind of in that same realm. You know, it hasn't been easy, right? Nobody, I don't think, has come out of this completely without some sort of change in their life. And I think I've taken the positives out of it and gone, wow, I've really grown as a person, as a mom, and as a songwriter. And I think that that's, I'm thankful for that. And the other stuff, you know, I'm a work in progress like y'all.
Well, putting COVID and all its restrictions aside for the moment, you have been able to produce some good stuff, and Oceanside is one of them. What was the impetus or the seed for Oceanside?
Well, I'm really proud of this song because I feel like it captures a lot of the nostalgic feeling I had when the first lockdown happened, and I was thinking about how, you know, being by the sea has always been something that, you know, I've always loved, and there have been times in my life where I didn't live anywhere close to the sea. And I kind of got into that space of the freedom of watching the ocean and how that's such a blessing to our souls when we feel, you know, we feel a bit bummed out or we feel overwhelmed. When we go to the ocean, we realize how small we are in comparison, and that kind of puts things in perspective. And so Greg and I started talking about the ocean, and I just talked to him about my memories of being by the sea, living in Oregon, and then obviously being in New Zealand surrounded by water. And I said, I really want to talk about easier times, because I feel like myself and probably a lot of the people I talk to, life had become a lot more complicated, you know, with everything that's gone on. And I wanted to capture a time when things were simple. So that's where it kind of came out of Oceanside and that nostalgic kind of feeling. And I hope that when people listen to it, I hope it makes them happy and they feel like a breath of fresh air, like, oh, I can relax now. Because that's how I feel when I sing it, especially when I sing it live.
Yeah.
And I'm excited that, you know, people are supporting it, like your station. Thank you very much. And I did a music video for it, and my kids are in it, and their friends are in it, and it's all home videos, being by the sea. And I'm just really excited that, you know, it's something really positive that's come out of 2021, for sure.
Okay, we are talking to Emmy Lentino, live from New Zealand, and we're going to play Oceanside now before we have a bit more of a chat.
Where we used to let her ride.
Okay.
That keeps waking me up. You could say I've been pushing my luck. Kind of feeling not enough. Trying to keep it all together. And there's a key deep inside of me. Unlocking thoughts I'm afraid to see. Spirits lead this mystery. Spirits lead this mystery.
I wanna feel the sun. Together.
And we just heard Oceanside by Emmy Lentino, a wonderful track. Thank you very much. Nostalgic, quite peaceful as well, I think.
Thank you. Thanks, Greg, for the kind words. I am happy you like it. It's always helpful. You play the song, you like it.
How did you go about getting the artists together to do that?
Yeah, so I worked with Greg Cortez, who lives in LA, and I actually met Greg when I was recording a Christmas album a couple of years ago at a place called New Monkey Studio, and he runs that whole studio. And you know, we kept in touch, and then I had several songs, and in fact, a whole album produced by Dan Antonovich, and Dan and Greg knew each other when they lived in LA. So basically, you know, Greg and I were chatting, and he's like, let's do something together. Let's bring Dan in. So Dan's already produced you, so obviously he knows your voice really well. And that's kind of where it started. So they'll co-produce the song. And then, of course, we didn't have the song yet. Mm. And then Greg said, let's set up some writing sessions. And we did that via Zoom. And within probably a session and a half, maybe two at most, we had Oceanside. It was a really, really fun experience writing with him.
Yeah.
And have so much respect for him as a songwriter and a producer. And then he and Dan co-produced the song together virtually, mm-hmm. which was quite cool to see these two guys that I really respected, that are talented, you know, doing their own projects, then come together on this one. And that was super neat. And there's actually a funny picture where Dan and I are in the vocal booth holding a laptop with Greg waving. We took a photo, yep. and we sent it to him. We're like, "Hey, you're sort of in the studio with us." So, yeah, it's a really cool experience. And Greg and I have continued working together, and so have Dan and I. Mm. And I'll be anxious to hear, I guess, kind of how people perceive some of the other things that we end up doing together as well.
Yeah, and speaking of that, you're not a lady who lets things stop her doing things, and you've got some more projects. Already on the boil.
Yes. The biggest one is a full-length album called Storylines, and that's set to be released in 2022. And I'm immensely excited about this because I feel like it will be an opportunity to really, really share my heart in the present sense, you know, of how much I've grown as a person in the last even in the last year. And yeah. Storylines is, I think, if I were to sum up the theme of it, it's that we all have a story, and you know, we wear the story on our face. You know, we've got lines on our faces that are beautiful, and I think that they're beautiful. You know, you've got smile lines, you've got frown lines, you've got lines in between. And rather than the fear, especially, you know, being a woman, is a fear of getting older, I look at it as this is such an opportunity to celebrate all the different stories coming together. And I really want to feature, you know, I've got some beautiful people that I know at some of the local rest homes in the area, and I go there and sing, and they tell me amazing stories. And so I really want to encompass not just storylines about, you know, my own journey, but stories from long ago, stories that are so beautiful that I don't want them to go missed. You know, because I feel like the world has a lot to learn from, you know, people in their 70s, 80s, 90s. And so I really want to capture those beautiful stories in song. And yeah, so I'm excited about it. I feel like it's something that really kind of came out of I was having a conversation with a friend, and we were talking about, you know, storylines, like the lines on our faces, and how that's such a beautiful thing. And then it got me thinking, wow, I'd quite like to do a whole album of that. Yeah. To encourage people to just, you know, be graceful with your life, and encourage young people to, you know, hey, if we can be proud of where we are, then that means that by the time you get to our stage, you won't be afraid of it either. So I'm excited. Yeah.
It's good to be able to work on an album that has a theme all the way through it, rather than just a collection of songs that you just happen to have, you know.
Yeah.
So your full-length album, you're looking at, what, 10, 12 tracks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the plan. Yeah, the pressure's on. The pressure's on.
Hopefully released in 2022.
Yeah, that's the plan. I think what's funny about that is that I really love numbers.
Yeah.
And I just love how it looked. You know, 2020 was gorgeous, but, you know, let's put it this way. The year shocked us all, so couldn't really put it out there. But, yeah, 2022, I just love how it looks. And so, yeah, I'm just like, I have to, yep, even if it's the end of the year, it's coming out.
Yeah. So you obviously hadn't got all those songs written yet, but
no,
you would have an idea of what types of songs, maybe yourself through different ages or something, and experiences. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly.
Sounds very, very good.
Thank you.
All right, Emmy. Well, thanks again for your time and joining us all the way from New Zealand. And when 2022 comes around and Storylines hits us,
yes,
I'd be rapt to be able to give that a lot of airplay, because that sounds like an album that's going to be worth listening to.
Thank you. I would love to be on the show again and share that with you. And thank you so much, Greg, for your time and love your show, Oz Indie Show, and the Euro Valley FM listeners. Thank you, guys, and have a beautiful, beautiful day. Lots of love.
Okay, we are going to play an earlier track by Emmy, The Summer the Girl, and looking forward to your later releases.
Thank you.
This is the Oz Indie Show, Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Buddy. Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.